today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she never met her grandfather in life, but she did after he passed.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, if you have a real ghost story, share it with us because we love to hear them. Call in anytime, 855-853-4802. You could write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you'd rather listen with no ads, you can do that. You'll also get advanced episodes and access to the archive. Become a premium subscriber. You can do that through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. Kathy Gordon, my sister today.
Well, hello. How's it going?
It's good. These are some of my favorite kinds of stories.
Well, I love this whole idea of having the opportunity to meet someone that you never had that opportunity with.
I know.
And I was just thinking when you said that, when I heard the, you know, the little lead in, I was like, oh my gosh, there's so many people I would have liked to have met. Wouldn't that be awesome if you could?
And this is one of those, it's like, okay, maybe you're scaring me a little bit, but I think it's interesting because seriously, if our great-grandfather came to me in the middle of the night, that would scare the shit out of me. And I'd be like, okay, true. I know you're my grandpa, but you're scaring the shit out of me.
Yeah.
So I just think this is interesting. So here we go.
Okay.
Love your show. Recently became an EPP. Listen to your show every day. I'm in outside sales, so I'm in the car 8 hours a day.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh. And your show gets me through the long drives. Those outside salesmen, they put some miles on their cars.
I am sorry about that.
Me too. Hopefully they're making a lot of money, though. That's the other side of that.
Hopefully. Mm-hmm.
I am a believer in the paranormal, and I had several strange experiences when I was younger. One of my favorite stories involves my grandfather growing up in the house he built. My grandfather had always wanted grandchildren, and I was going to be his first granddaughter. He couldn't wait to meet me and was so excited that my mother was pregnant. When my mother was about 6 months pregnant with me, my grandfather had a heart attack while driving and crashed on his way home from work. He died instantly. My mother and family were devastated. That's horrific.
Like, that is.
It's such a happy
time. That's
how
our grandfather died.
Mm-hmm. And it's such a happy time. You know, the grandbaby's coming. Never had one before. It goes on and says, even though I never got to meet my grandfather, I knew he was always watching over me. I am a huge, in caps, animal lover. I have always loved animals ever since I was born. Unfortunately, my dad was allergic to animals with fur, so I never got to have any cool pets like a dog or a cat. The only pets I was allowed to have were fish and my beloved parakeet, Chloe. As odd as it sounds, I loved my fish and parakeet more than anything, and my grandfather watched over them for me and loved them too. One day, when I was in grade school, my mom, my brothers, and I were home downstairs in the living room doing homework. My dad was at work, and it was pretty quiet in the house. All of a sudden, we heard this loud music that was coming from my room. As soon as I heard it, I knew exactly what it was. I had an electronic keyboard in my room, and there was a practice button that you could press that would blast this loud song that came through the speakers that you could play to. Kind of hard to explain unless you've had an electronic keyboard and know what I mean by the preloaded songs on the piano. I can still hear the song in my head today. As we raced up the stairs and got to my room, I noticed my fish had jumped out of his bowl and was flopping around on the ground next to the table he was on. I ran over, picked him up, scooped him back into his bowl. Luckily, we got there fast enough, and he survived the ordeal. But as soon as he plopped back into the bowl, the piano shut off. As my mother, brothers, and I walked over to the piano, we noticed it wasn't even plugged in. It was so weird because my fish had never jumped out of its bowl, and no one else was upstairs in the house. My mom made up some excuse that it must have been something wrong with the piano and tried to ignore it. See, that's what moms do because you don't want to scare the kids because, look, this couldn't have happened. The piano's not plugged in.
Right.
But it just makes me think that it was a sign like, get up here because your beloved fish
is out
of the bowl.
Absolutely, that's what happened.
I mean, that doesn't seem like a coincidence at all.
No.
So let's see. Since I never got to meet my grandfather, the only photos I ever saw of him were ones from his wedding with my grandmother posing for the camera. I remember how tall he was and how he almost had the same smile and mouth. When I was young, maybe 3 or 4, my mom told me I used to say, "The man with the checkered pants came and played today." When she would ask me where I saw this man, I'd say, I'd see him sitting on the couch reading his newspaper and pointing to an empty space on the couch. My mom told me later on in life how freaked out she was when I told her this because my grandfather loved checkered pants. She said he wore checkered pants almost every day and had almost 10 different pairs. It's what he was known for, but there was no way I would have known this. One of the first and only times I ever saw my grandfather was when I was around 10 years old. I remember it was late at night, and my bird Chloe started flying around in her cage, flapping her wings. It was very unlike her in the middle of the night, and I flipped over to see why she was making so much noise. In the corner of the room, right next to the cage, was a man in checkered pants. He was very tall, and because it was so dark in my room, it was hard to make out his facial features, but it looked like he was staring at my bird with his hand near the cage. I knew right away it was my grandfather. I could see the outline of his face with my similar mouth. I could describe perfectly what he was wearing, brown and green checkered pants with a collared shirt. I'll never forget it. This was the first time I really saw a full apparition, and I felt like my grandfather was actually in the same room with me. I knew he wasn't trying to scare me. I think he just wanted to watch over my bird and me. After it finally hit me that my dead grandfather was in my room, I pulled the covers over my head and started crying out, "Please, you're scaring me." I was shaking and sweating and closed my eyes so tight. After what seemed like forever, I felt the energy in the room disappear. After gathering all my strength, I peered out from the covers, and the room was dark and quiet again. Nothing in the corner of my room except for Chloe. He had left. After that, I didn't have another experience. I think he knew how bad it scared me and didn't want to scare me like that again. Thank you so much for reading my story. I have a couple other stories, so I'll write in soon. Isn't that interesting? It had to have been her grandfather.
Oh, yeah. I definitely think it was her grandfather. And I think it's really interesting that he heard her respond with that fear and then he backed off.
And it is unusual for birds in the middle of the night to start flapping around like that. They normally sleep pretty well. So I could see why that would have scared the crap out of her. Like, what's the matter with my bird? And then when you wake up and you see who you think your grandfather is standing there.
Oh, my gosh.
In his checkered pants that he was known for. But even the piano story, I love those stories. Like, the fact that she could see him when she was little and described him to her mother. But at that time, she wouldn't have even saw him as an apparition because she wouldn't have known.
Yeah, that's what I think, too. I think she just saw him, like my son who had seen our dad after our dad passed away. He would come to Chris would see him. He'd come into Chris's room, sit down, talk to him like it was a thing.
Right.
And he would tell me, "Bozo said this." That's what they called he called him. "And Bozo told me that," or whatever, and do it in such a matter of fact way.
I know.
He was about 8, I guess, at the time.
And, you know, it was really weird. And I've shared this story before, but when we went out to the cemetery, it was months after our dad died. And it was a really nasty day. And your kids rode with me. And I don't know if I had all 3 of them or just the older 2. But we were waiting in the car because the wind was blowing. It was cold. It was just a nasty day. And Dad would reach over and touch me on the back of my neck. And he did that a lot. I don't know why, but it was just kind of his thing. He just kind of tickled me there. And we were sitting there and I felt that. And right then Chris says, "You know, he's here." And I said, "Who?" And he said, "Bozo." So, and on the inside, I'm like, "What?" And on the outside, I'm like, Yeah, I can feel him too. You know, because I don't want to
say
anything
that's
kind
of... Yeah, you don't want to flip him out, you know.
You know, it's like, Chris, you know that you're communicating with someone who's no longer here. But I don't know. That went on, what would you say? Like, because that was 3 months or so after he died that we did that at the cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe four.
Yeah, I would say, I'd say it went on for about 6 months maybe.
So I definitely think, you know, that love connection and... Like, I could see our dad. I could see this grandfather wanting to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And what is time once you're dead? There's no such thing as time. Like, you could hang out and watch over somebody forever. That's the way I like to think of it in my head.
You're right. Like, early on, when she'd see him, she would just think, there's the man sitting there reading the paper. But in the night, it is weird, creepy to have somebody in your room.
Oh, my God. If I woke up and saw somebody in my room... I would have to change my bedding.
Yeah. It seemed normal during the day, but I think at night it's like, no, you know.
No, I'm going to even take that a step further. Even if I saw my grandfather who is dead in the middle of the day, that would scare the crap out of me too.
Well, now, but you know, as a child, right, they just really think little. Somebody's sitting there. They don't, you know.
Yeah, three or four, it's just somebody sitting there and he likes to, you know, it's like your imaginary friend. And that's what people would dismiss it as.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when she describes the grandfather, I don't know. I love hearing stories like that because I just like to think that you don't lose that connection completely once somebody dies.
And I think she's got a protector.
That's what I like to think. Mm-hmm. I just think those kind of stories are beautiful.
And she might not see him, but I think he's still there.
I do too. 100%. 100%. Mm-hmm. Well, if you like the show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. You can do that through applepodcast.com. Try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks so much for listening.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for The New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery. But we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's The Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.